Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's going to cost you a couple of bucks to go to see the NCAA men's lacrosse tournament, but the tournament is awesome, and it's right in our backyard at Rentschler Field. Ben Weiss, who works for the company that manages the facility there at the Rent, joining us now on Brian & Company and WTIC. Ben, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So is this going to happen every year now?
No, this is the second year that we've hosted. So we hosted the semis and the national championship last year. And then we hosted, obviously, again this weekend coming up. That's where the NCAA awards the bid is.
Two-year chunks?
Yep. So we'll look at it in the future for sure, because it's been such a great success.
So it has been. It's been a good thing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's been tremendous. I mean, look, this is a lacrosse hotbed in terms of the geography of where we're located in East Hartford. And, we just have a lot of lacrosse fans in the market, and it's translated into great ticket sales thus far.
Yeah, and I think it was, did last year where the weather wasn't great, but, right?
Yeah. You know what? I think it rained for like 72 straight hours, Brian. It was crazy. And, we're hopeful. I was just listening to your weather.
Like, it's going
to
be great.
What's that?
It's going to be great this weekend.
Yeah, I think so. Fingers crossed. I mean, look, we might be dodging a few showers on Saturday, but Sunday for the D2, the D3, because we host the D2 and the D3 national championships on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So the weather looks great for them. And then, of course, for Division I on Monday, it looks fantastic.
All right. So I'm curious, in terms of economic impact, what are we talking about here in terms of crowds and money and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've seen some studies that show that the event, it creates an economic impact of probably close to $10 million in the community, just in terms of, folks coming in and spending money. We're hoping to do north of 50,000 people. We will do north of 50,000 people over the course of the weekend. So, people come in from out of town. They're booking nights in hotels. They're spending money in the restaurants. It's just a fantastic event, not only for East Hartford, but really for the whole state.
Yeah, and it's a sport, as you said, it's really popular here. I know, just looking at the D3 stuff, you have two New York schools, so people will travel well. And, the rent has, what, like 40,000 or what have you, 44,000? How many, like, for the men's Division I game, will you get 20,000 for that game?
Yeah, we think we will. We'll probably get slightly more than 20,000, hopefully in that 25,000 mark. That's the goal. The building it'll look full, it'll be packed. I mean, last year we were coming out of COVID and obviously that had a big impact on ticket sales. And I can tell you, even with less than 20,000 people in there, the coaches from, Virginia and North Carolina, everybody was saying how great that building is for lacrosse. It just gets really loud in there, and it's a great environment.
We're talking with Ben Weiss here. What's the name of the parent company that runs the facility?
So we're called Oakview Group.
Okay.
Oakview Group.
And you run XL as well?
Yeah, I manage XL Center. Excuse me, and I also manage the Hartford Wolfpack. So the three entities here in the Hartford community.
Oh, wow. So it's got a lot of properties to deal with. Do you have any involvement or knowledge? I just want to – I'll stick with the lacrosse for a second before I transition to other stuff at the Rent. But do you notice that the crowd – Is a lot of Connecticut, or are people coming from all over the country to come see this game?
It really is all over the country. In fact, last year, I think ticket sales, just looking at zip codes, we almost had all 50 states covered. But I will say, Connecticut's such a great a great lacrosse community. Also, of course, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland. You get down to the Carolinas. I mean, we're in a really good spot for a lot of people to be able to drive, and then easy airport in and out here at BDL. So it's a good spot. The NCAA really likes the location, and you know what, with our natural grass playing surface, that's a real competitive advantage for us. We've got, in my opinion, the best natural grass surface in New England. So that makes us very attractive for
right.
the future,
because they prefer to still play it on grass over turf.
Yeah. I mean, you know, guys walk onto our surface, our turf, and they think it's fake, you know, and that's how good it is. But, and I'm not saying I don't do anything with it. I mean, I've got guys that do a fantastic job, right. So kudos to them.
We're talking with Ben Weiss here on Brian & Company and WTIC. What about other events? You know, I know that my kid plays a flag football tournament in the summer over at the Rent, and, you know, obviously people want to see the facility used as much as possible, right? And what else is going in there, and do you have any insight as to how the UConn football ticket sales are going?
So we do a tremendous amount of events, really. I mean, almost every single weekend at that building, whether it's inside the actual stadium or in, you know, on the property. For example, we do terrain runs, which are, you know, like the obstacle course runs. We've got one of those on June 25th. We do multiple 5Ks. We've got a bubble run, which is a fun family event that'll do about 12,000-15,000 people in July, mm-hmm. July 23rd. Another really cool event that we're doing associated with the Hartford Wolfpack is a street hockey event. It's we're actually setting up NHL size rinks. Well, 50% the scale of an NHL size rink with real boards, real nets, real referees. We're setting that up on August 6th and 7th. So, first time we're doing that, we want everybody to check that out. It's called Hockey Fest. And then of course we've got football starting up on September 3rd. I don't know the ticket sales. All the sales are run directly through the university, but obviously with Coach Mora, there's certainly a buzz, and I know we're excited.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, even if you're not a football person, I mean, you want them to be competitive. I mean, that, you know, it's good for everybody. You don't have to be some pro big time football person to want that. So I think it's completely appropriate for all of us to sort of get our weight behind it. I want to ask you just lastly, in terms of people want to get tickets, I'm sure they're still available. Like, where can people go if they're interested in checking it out? Do you have to get both days? I mean, how does it work?
No, you can get single day tickets. Go to RentschlerField.com. Just go onto the stadium website, RentschlerField.com. Check it out there. We have tickets. They're anywhere between $30 up to $75. Sunday's less expensive. I think tickets started about $10 for Sunday for the D2, D3. But tickets are certainly still available. And, you know, come on out. The weather looks great.
Yeah, it does. You have Maryland against Princeton. Princeton, unfortunately, beat Yale. Would have been nice to have Yale in it there at the end, and then Cornell against Rutgers. So, again, you know, in the region, not too far. I mean, you get a lot of fans from Maryland, of course, come up. And it's going to be a great weekend at the Rent for lacrosse. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate the time.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Ben Weiss. I mean, the event looks great. And last year, the weather was so bad. I'm sure that even with the chance of decent weather, it's going to be just a great setup.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.